This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. India will try and land its moon vehicle on the lunar South Pole Wednesday. If successful, it'll become the fourth member of a very small club. Here's Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
Rough terrain is one of the complications of a South Pole landing. But India's space agency says it's made adjustments that will make it more likely this mission will stick the landing. A successful mission would make India the fourth country to land on the moon, just ahead of national elections next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is looking to spur investment in private space launches and satellite-based businesses. India has said it wants private space companies to increase their share of the global launch market by fivefold within the next decade.
The vehicle is scheduled to touch down shortly after 6 p.m. India time. That's 12:30 GMT, according to Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Russia, which crashed its moon landing earlier this week, launched an unmanned Soyuz craft from Kazakhstan on Wednesday to resupply the International Space Station.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the 85th Progress resupply mission to the International Space Station. Tower is clear.
A second launch from Florida will send four crew members to the orbital lab on Friday. Thailand's king on Wednesday endorsed incoming Prime Minister Setha Thaisin, an official said, paving the way for him to officially assume office later in the day. He's a former property mogul, 61 years old, of the long associated with billionaire ex-premier Thaksin Shinawat. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping was greeted in Pretoria by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Tuesday with a 21-gun salute as he arrived for the BRICS meeting, and the two countries marked 25 years of diplomatic relations. Reuters correspondent Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Ramaphosa confirmed South Africa's commitment to the One China policy and noted that Pretoria and Beijing shared a similar position in supporting the peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. For his part, Xi noted the two nations share a strong bond as comrades and brothers. The BRICS Summit of Emerging Economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, all the BRICS country leaders are in attendance, save for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who will be taking part remotely. Expansion of the bloc is expected to dominate the agenda of the summit, which ends Thursday. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Zimbabweans started voting on Wednesday as polls opened, with many citizens desperate for change after two decades of relentless economic chaos, but skeptical that the ruling party will allow a credible election or any loosening of its stranglehold on power. Tropical Storm Harold on Tuesday lashed the southern tip of Texas, northern Mexico, with damaging winds, heavy downpours, leaving thousands without power as forecasters warned of possible flash flooding and minor damage throughout the day. There are drenching rains, flooded highways, 1.3 million people in deep south Texas in the Rio Grande Valley under a tropical storm warning. Authorities say Greek firefighters have found the bodies of 18 people in an area of northeastern Greece ravaged by a major wildfire. More on this story now from AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Greek police have been working to identify the bodies with a specialist team. They were found near a shack in the northeastern Alexandropolis region. No reports of missing people have been filed in the area, so authorities have been examining the possibility that the casualties were migrants who had entered the country from neighboring Turkey. Hundreds of firefighters have struggled to control the wildfires, which have been burning out of control for days in northeastern Greece, with strong winds fanning flames and prompting evacuations of villages and a city hospital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More information on our website at voanews.com, and for pictures, videos, and stories and more, you can follow VOA on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Scott.